Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Right now, here we go.
Animal Channel presents The Crocodile Stalker. Traveling around the world in search of exotic wildlife, then annoying the crap out of them. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, love, and good day. Steve here, and today we're in the mountainous countryside of Afghanistan. Even bombed out and war-torn, it's still a beautiful countryside, absolutely gorgeous. And while I'm here, I'll be delivering some cards and letters to the great American fighting force working hard to keep the world safe from the axis of evil. Crikey, we're not looking for any trouble. We're here looking to study the last remaining members of an endangered species of cave dwellers known as Muslimimax nutjobbers, or the standard breed of Taliban. Uh-oh, we better hurry. Looks like extinction might be just around the corner. Wait, look there. Bonzers, what luck. A whole herd of them. And they're ducking into that cave. Let's not lose them. Come on. Wowza. That's as big as a house in here. And look at all of these tunnels. I wonder which one they went down. Phew! That telltale BO makes it a whole lot easier to track them down. It's like someone burnt the Vienna sausage. Let's follow the stink this way. Oh, there they are. Over there behind those barrels of napalm. Now, let's try to tag them from here. I'll raise my trusty tranquilizer rifle and... Well, that figures. I guess I should thank my lucky stars that it hit the fleshy part of my head. Ah, that's better. Ooh, it's getting dark in here. Oh, that's right. We're in a cave. I better tag a few of those little rascals before it's lights out for old Steve. Now, where's that tranquilizer rifle? Ah, here we go. Ooh, seems a lot heavier than it did before. This sedative must be pretty powerful. Anywho. Here, tally up a banana. Stevie won't hurt you. Ah, there you are. Hold still. This won't hurt a bit. Oh, safety's on. There we go. And... Crikey, I must have picked up the wrong gun. Oops. Ooh, I guess they can call off the airstrikes.
Dude, what are you doing?
Great googly moogly. What luck. It's the extremely rare American Talaliban.
Who are you talking to? Dude, you're like totally wasting my, like, brothers in arms and junk. I'm telling my dad, dude.
Well, I'm afraid I don't know your dad, but I do have a message from your uncle.
My uncle?
Yeah, your Uncle Sam. Message delivered. Well, looks like more work here is done. I'll just head on back to base camp. I know a shortcut. Through the minefield. Follow me.
Tune in again next week for another episode of The Crocodile Stalker.
Ow!
Maybe.
Awesome! Nice. Bugs Bunny in them. You know what we're doing. All right. Well, let's play Beat the Blonde. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll-free line. We'll get a contestant and play next. Monday morning. Appreciate you kicking your work week off with the Big Show on the radio, making it as painless as possible. Because every day we four contests, four chances for you to win. Click that on air button and hit thebigshow.com. If you want to play one that can't get through, we'll call you. Right there, check out our featured track from the Big Show Bitbox. Our agent Murray, corporate mergers, we'd like to see. Search for keyword mergers. A lot for you to do. Hit thebigshow.com. Right now, it's Beat the Blonde. That girl, Marcia Tater Moran. And our contestant from Greenville, South Carolina. How about you, Douglas?
You got those jitterbug nuts in here. What's going on, the Big Show?
Jitterbug.
Jitterbug
Nelson.
Oh, homeless down here in South Carolina holding it down.
That a boy.
All right.
Well, Douglas, we're going to ask Taters a couple questions. You agree or disagree, get two right for two wrong. You're going to win, all right?
All right.
Tater Douglas. Sounds like it'd be fun.
Hi, Jitterbug.
Hey there, darling. Jitterbug Nelson.
All right, Jitterbug. Oh, you listen up. Tate, what we got here statistically? Yes. Statistically, who watches more television? A retired couple in their 60s or a newlywed couple in their 20s?
I say a newlywed couple in their 60s. Is that not an option?
No, no, that's not a choice. You got a retired couple in the 60s and newlyweds in the 20s.
All right, I'd say the newlyweds in their 20s.
You say the newlyweds watch more TV. Do I say, Jitterbug, do you agree or disagree?
Man, I'm going to go ahead and roll with it and say yeah.
You say yeah?
Yeah,
there you are, right. Well, any all right. Reason?
Yes.
Right? Well, we don't know the reason, honey.
That's right.
They're the only ones that are interested in it.
What?
They're the only ones interested in it.
I got it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Good work with you now, Jitterbug. That's one right, one more here, and you're going to win. Tater, let's look at Brides Magazine again.
Okay.
We love getting in Brides Magazine.
All right. You think I'm an expert, do you?
If a woman is saying I do for the second time, should she wear a veil?
Oh, who cares if it's her second time? I mean, we already know. I say...
You already know what they look like.
Is already, yeah, yeah.
No, you already know that she does.
Yeah. No, she shouldn't wear a veil.
The woman is getting married for the second time. She should not wear a veil. Douglas, Jitterbug, do you agree or disagree?
Well, I'm still homeless holding it down in South Carolina, so I'm still going to agree with her.
All right, well, you going with Tater. And that's the way to do it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, veils are only for first-timers.
First-timers. That's right.
All right.
Jitterbug, that's right.
That's right.
All right. Jitterbug Nelson, you continue to hold it down there, buddy. If you hang on, Jackie, I'll get your Southern East pets back for you. All right, then. We good. All right, we're going to jump out and catch you up on your news on the other side. Randy Travis saves the day. Another track from John Boy and Billy's Rough Cuts album. Coming up. On the radio. Coming up in minutes, Mr. Rhubarb, Sue from Malibu. Trying to talk him into just sending Sue in him staying away, but I don't know.
It didn't work.
More fun of John Boy and Billy's album, Rough Cuts.
Randy Travis climbed over a car seat to stop an out of control limousine after the driver died at the wheel. Travis, 39, and his wife, Lib.
Wait a minute.
What it looks like Barbara Bush?
Yeah.
We're leaving for Los Angeles International Airport for their home Sunday morning when the driver of their limo suffered an apparent heart attack, slumped over the wheel. The spokesman said Travis realized something was wrong and climbed over some luggage in the car seat to reach past the driver and turn off the ignition.
Here I come, this is safe at day.
Gee. That beats that Folger song, all the pieces, don't it?
Wait, Randy Travis as the Tasmanian Devil.
Doing alfalfa language.
Oh, let's not get too weird. Come on.
No. Randy Travis as the Tasmanian Devil.
What's all you bury me in the cold, cold ground?
And you know what he said after it was all over?
What? Ta-da!
We'll do anything to try to make up for Black Dog.
Oh, man. Randy Travis is a hero. And that's the way y'all treat him?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Why, with these powers, I could be a superhero. My kid.
Oh, man.
There's Sling Blade for you. Randy Travis and Dusty Rhodes.
It's a big show on the radio. All right, get ready. Get ready to, Mr. Rhubarb, get ready just a sec. First, hey, who did the birthday, celebrity birthday list? Stater, is that you or Randy?
It depends.
I was wondering. Either one of them. I just noticed you got here. Quarterback Brian Greasy is 49 years old. Former NFL quarterback, now coach for the 48ers.
Well, you wouldn't think it was mine, but
that's
no.
You, Randy.
See, how's that going to win in the end? The 48ers. I don't know. Ooh. He's not a coach anymore. There never was a 48ers. Yeah, so, all right.
He was such a great coach for that team.
Good job. Good job, y'all. All right, then. Now, step up. Here is Mr. Rhubarb.
Give me the beat. Thank you. Give me the
You're welcome. Yeah, you got the beat.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this little kaleidoscope too loud?
What?
It's a calliope, actually.
Kaleidoscope? The pants?
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
I'm Mr. Rhubarb.
Hi, Mr. Rhubarb.
Hey. Hi. Welcome to another good old-fashioned edition of Mr. Rhubarb Storytime.
Good old-fashioned, huh?
I know it'll be old-fashioned. Let's just see if it's actually good.
All right.
Okay?
I could use a good old-fashioned.
Many years ago, there was a place called Malibu Fun World. It was an amusement park and zoo in a place in California called Malibu. Malibu Fun World was located right on the edge of a steep cliff that dropped 300 feet straight down into the ocean. This made for a beautiful view. It also meant that the park was windy because of the strong breezes along the cliff. The head groundskeeper at Malibu Fun World was a tiny woman named Sue. She was only 4'9" and weighed just 85 pounds. Every morning, Sue led the crew that swept the zoo and felt the wind that blew in Malibu. One especially windy day, Sue was out sweeping up. A little boy in the park said, "Mommy, what's wrong with that woman?" "Why, nothing's wrong with her," said his mother. "She's just small, that's all." "No, no," said little Johnny. "I can see that she's small, but why is she so lumpy?" Sue did indeed have a somewhat lumpy appearance, but his mother just shushed him and dragged him off down the sidewalk. Sue walked up to the lady and her son. "Ma'am, it's all right," she said. "I guess I do look a little lumpy, but that's probably because my pockets are full of rocks." "Rocks," said the little boy. "What's up with that?" "Well, Sonny," said Sue, "my mommy used to work here at the park years ago. She was about the same size as me. One day it got really windy and a big breeze blew her off the edge of that cliff and into the ocean. She died. I saw it happen. My daddy used to say that because she didn't go to church, the Lord didn't let her into heaven. So every day before I go out, I fill my pockets up with rocks to keep me from blowing off the cliff like Mommy did. Then I say a short prayer for the Lord to protect me." "Wow," said the little boy. "Is all that really true?" "Absolutely," said Sue. "I don't want to end up like my mommy. So now I weigh me down to sweep and pray the Lord my soul to keep." And that's it for another good old-fashioned episode of Mr. Rhubarb Storytime. I wish Morty was here. This is Mr. Rhubarb saying this is Mr. Rhubarb. Carry on straight, people.
Good morning, everybody. You got the Big Show on the radio. Right, Big Show on the radio?
Right!
All right, let's take any news, weather, sports.
This is Spanky from the Yellow Rose, and you're listening to the greatest morning show in recorded history of broadcast radio, the John Boy and Billy Big Show. How big is it? Bigger than my head.
Wow.
And that's big.
Huge.
There you SOB, I read it. Now pay that tab, you AC deadbeat. Son of a...
It's a big show on the radio. Getting in the final hour. Cooking with Rayford again. Coming up in minutes. Celebrating tracks off our Rough Cuts album. John Boy Miller feature track from the Big Show Bitbox. Those wordy words, first rounds of the week. It'll be played. I'm going to give you a heads up on my Wonderful Things giveaway number 97. A couple of things. A leather cigar case. It'll hold three. And a paracord sunglass holder with the cap part, the man part of the shotgun shell. Will you please tell me what to call? I cannot think what to call it.
I think it's called the primer, but I'm not positive.
Okay. Yeah, right. Well, look at the picture, and then y'all can, y'all can see what it is. I got a collar for Pearl, my dog, like that. And I got a belt like that, too.
They're like sawed-off shells, right? Yeah. Aren't they like the casing, the shell?
It's the part that the hammer hits is what, you know, where the ignition happens.
It's like, it ain't going to blow up around your neck. It's just for looks.
No, it's already been fired. It's got a firing hole.
Oh, nice. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Well, we'll get that away on Friday. About this time. Check it out at thebigshow.com. Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code Big Show. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code Big Show.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio coming up. We play Wordy Word. Winner gets a perfect outdoor combo. You got a 1-year subscription to Mossy Oaks Game Keepers magazine. Plus, we'll give you some LS Tractor swag. Go to lstractorusa.com. You can find your local dealer. Learn why customers start blue and stay blue. But first, as promised,
it's time once again for Cooking with Rayford with your host, Robert D. Rayford.
No, no, don't worry. It ain't but a 5-minute show. Just stay right there. Hey, y'all, this is Rayford. On today's show, we'd like to welcome a very special guest. Where's that card? Oh, yeah, here it is. Entertainment guru Martha Stewart is America's best-known expert on home entertainment. But her sister is an expert in her own right. And her new book is called 101 Free and Nearly Free Household Hints. Please welcome our special guest, Marcy Stewart.
Oh, well, thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Ain't no problem. You want something to drink?
Oh, that'd be nice. Do you have any dry white wines?
Do I look like I have any dry white wines? How about a shot of Gentleman Jack?
No, thanks.
Well, I'm having me a taste.
My goodness, that's an awfully big taste.
I'm a big boy. So anyways, what's this new book of yours about?
Well, Bob, my famous sister Martha sometimes gets accused of being a little elaborate in some of her household projects.
Yeah.
I, meanwhile, was always the more practical one in the family.
Mm-hmm. You're a little bit better looking than she is, too.
Thanks. Anyway, this book is a collection of some of my favorite handy household tips that'll cost you practically nothing.
Speaking of free, you sure you don't want some of this?
Oh, no, no thanks.
Well, suit yourself. It just means more for me. So, did I ask you about the book?
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah. Household hint. So, lay some on us.
Well, I'd be happy to. Now, we all love golden brown pancakes at breakfast time, and if you use a turkey baster to squeeze the batter onto the hot griddle, you'll have perfectly shaped pancakes every time.
How about them frozen ones you put in the microwave? Hardest part of that is getting them out of plastic bag. Well, what's next?
Well, if you're having a hard-boiled egg with that breakfast, an easy way to prevent your eggshells from cracking is to add a pinch of salt to the water before boiling.
What difference does it make if they crack? Ain't you gonna take the shells off anyway? Come on, what else you got?
Well, as long as we're boiling water on the stove, here's a tip for perfect corn on the cob. We can add a pinch of sugar to the water while cooking.
Sugar.
And it helps bring out the corn's natural sweetness.
Only kind of corn I buy comes in a can. Well, speaking of corn, let's get a little bit here.
Bob, you might want to take it a little easy there.
Don't you worry about me, sweetheart. I was knocking these back when you were still in diapers. Press on.
Okay, do you ever get headaches?
What do you think?
Well, here's a handy hint. Cut a fresh lime in half and rub it on your forehead. Believe it or not, it really works.
A lime? Yeah. Big face full of lime juice running down your eyes. That should feel good. That'll make you forget all about the rest of your head hurting. I always just use a little hair of the dog here like this. Oh, by the way, we're having a little party with the crew after we wrap the show up here. You'll stick around.
Actually, I've got an early flight out. I should probably go straight back to the hotel.
Whoop. Hey, you got any tips for cleaning up broken glass?
Sorry, no.
Well, what good are you?
Excuse me?
Oh, nothing. So anyway, I broke my glass. Here's that dollar. Here we go. So anyways, I'd like to thank my special guest, Patrick Stewart, the author of 101 Dalmatians. This is Rafer. Peace out.
Oh, my. Oh, good. Bob? Hello. Bob, are you okay? Bob? Hey, could we get a couple of you guys to put them back on the couch over there?
Cooking with Rayford is brought to you by a grant from the Jack Daniel's Distillery of Lynchburg, Tennessee, providing sour mash whiskey to Rayford's for over three quarters of a century.
Wow. Classic old Rough Cuts. Oh, it's available in the John Boy and Billy Bit box. All right, y'all. Let's play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We'll get a couple contestants and play next. It's a Big Show on the radio. We're going to do you Monday. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, Murray. Corporate mergers we'd like to see. Search for keyword mergers. Click that on-air contest button. You can't get through. We'll call you. Somebody on play. Make that happen too, like right now.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
We pay a wordy word and a wordy word. All right. Love it. We got a husband and wife. Lovely couple from Barnesville, Ohio. Dennis and Donetta. Good morning, y'all.
Morning. Good morning.
Hey. Uh-oh. down there, to Jackie, how she sound? About like that. She.
Good morning.
I believe one of these people didn't want to be here.
Wordy word. Yay.
Yeah, wordy word.
Well, I feel the same way,
we're
honey.
We're just tickled to death. Donetta, we're going to put you, Donetta, on Team Taters. Make you feel right at home. Your girls get along.
Yeah, okay.
We will.
And Dennis, it'll be me and you trying to whoop a girls, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, let's see what we can do. Me and Dennis for the first 30 seconds. Start the clock now. I don't drive a car. I drive a...
truck.
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, you eat with this. Put food in your...
mouth.
Yes. You point with this on your hand.
Finger.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is like a mechanical guy. Oh, danger, danger. You're taking over. What is it? A mechanical? It's not a guy. It looks like a guy. Danger. They do stuff. You know?
Police?
No. They're not human. They're like machines. Okay. Now, three on the board right
police.
There. Three. All right. Well, let's see what Donetta and Tater can do. All right. You ready, Donetta?
Yes.
And picking up on that last one, stupid husband couldn't get.
No.
Yeah.
Ready, go.
It's a machine. It can do
robot.
Like. Yes.
Yes.
Kids will go down this into a pool or at the playground.
They, slide.
Yes. You pick these up on the beach. Susie had a bunch of them. What kind of shells?
Seashells.
Thank you. Yeah, you hey, this pumps blood through your body.
Heart.
Uh-huh. They make oil out of this, or tortilla chips are made out of this vegetable. It's yellow.
Corn.
Yep. Frozen treat. Yeah, it's like frozen water.
Ice cream.
Nope. Very good, though. That's true.
All right, there's the buzzer. Well, good work, girls. Yeah. Donna and Ted to put a 5 on the board.
Atta girl.
Took the lead by 2. Woo-hoo! All right.
Sorry.
All
I'm
right.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
All right. Y'all did good.
Okay.
Dennis, we need some points, buddy. All right.
I see.
Okay. So
like
let's
that.
See.
All right. Like it's all his fault. All right, Dennis.
Let's say I'm sorry. Should have got robot. That's all I'm saying.
He broke out into the dance and everything in here, Dennis. Okay.
Now we're picking up. We're picking up on that last one.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Dennis, on that last one that your wife did not get. So, ready. Go. A treat out of the freezer. Kids love them. On a stick.
Popsicle.
Yeah, there you go. All right. A man's best friend is his...
dog.
Yes. Rhymes with it. Abraham Lincoln lived in a blank cabin.
Log.
Yeah, rhymes with it. A cloud over a city. It is...
fog.
Yeah. No, it's just... no, another one. It's pollution. Pollution over
smog.
A city. Yes, that's
smog.
It. Rhymes with it. Pork comes from a...
hog.
Bam! There you go, Dennis. We put a 5 on that 3 and 8 scores. We're just stepping up. And now, Donetta and Tater.
Da-da-da.
3 will tie and force overtime. 4 will win it.
Da-da-da.
All righty.
Are you ready, Donetta?
She's trying to get in her head.
Yes, I'm ready.
We're still
and
ready.
And go.
A light run. You might just blank through the park.
Stroll.
Nope, it's a you're running, but you're not.
Dog.
Yes. All right. This is what the computer people, they write like an article, or, and you follow them along, and it rhymes with it. They wrote a blank. It's a what?
Article.
Yeah, I know. It
story.
It rhymes with the other word. They write like their opinions, and it's called this.
Yeah.
How's he just saying? That's not fair.
Well, Dennis, the win. 8-6.
If we cry, can we get something?
I know. So, Donetta, that word was blog. Blog.
Yeah.
Well, Donetta, you can try. You can try again anytime. She said, "Ain't no danger of that happening." Because you could have won that one. You could have won, baby. And Dennis, you get the big old prize pack. We appreciate y'all listening and playing with us.
Well, thank you very much. Can I get a shout out?
Please do.
Okay, I'd like to give a shout out to all of my family in Ohio. And I have 2 brothers in North Carolina, around Raleigh, And I'd like to give a shout-out to Slep's Family Restaurant.
All right. Good deal.
Salute.
All right. Donetta, supper on your husband. Yes. Y'all have fun.
Yes, thank you, guys. It was fun.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. I really like how you console people. Yeah, you could have won, but you didn't.
Yeah,
you were too short. Donetta, you could have won. But no.
That's funny. This is time for our bit request, okay? Bob Fleming from Tupelo, Mississippi. Old Bob says, hey, y'all, play some Bill Silver's top 10 list. Thanks. That's one of my faves, too, Bob. Let's get it. Coming up next. Big Show on the radio. Maybe next time I console a loser or wordy word tater, I could like throw in a bless your heart or something. Does that would be nice.
Yeah, something just to, you know, soften the blow.
Now that's going to be more condescending.
I guess you're right. Oh, you could have won, but
bless your heart.
Yeah. All right, we'll work on it tomorrow. We got a whole work week in front of us. Right now, a big request from Bob Fleming in Tupelo, Mississippi. Here you go, Bob.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Bill Silver's here once again to educate, entertain, enlighten, etc., etc. Remember when you were just a kid? Going to school was your first foray into the great, big, wonderful world. You had nothing to fear because your teacher was there. Apart from your parents, these were the adults that helped shape your view of the world before you. The women wore dresses, the men wore suits, but more than anything, they let you just be kids. You enjoyed your childhood. There'd be plenty of time to grow up later. Fast forward to today. You might as well teach school under a big tent because it's a real circus. And guess what? Your children are being taught by clowns. Now, to be fair, there are still some teachers out there dedicated to the time-honored traditions of reading, writing, and arithmetic. Wholesome, trustworthy, normal. But far too many these days have different agendas. Progressive, one might say. Dressing like a San Francisco barista with purple hair and looking like they fell face first into a tackle box. Layered in more ink than the Affordable Care Act. The stars and stripes replaced by a rainbow flag. Shocking, outrageous, immoral. Worst of all, before they've even learned their ABCs, they're introduced to the birds and bees. And to add to the confusion, they're being told that some birds identify as bees and some bees identify as birds. As one man said, Armageddon. How long will it be before your beloved, innocent offspring come home singing songs they learned in school? Oh, forget about old McDonald. The wheels on the bus and ring around a rosy. That's ancient history, passé, old hat. This is a different day, my friend. They're in a hurry for your kids to grow up. I guess because they need the tax revenue. But don't be a bit surprised if your youngsters come home singing some of these songs. From the home office in the gender studies wing of Liberace University, next to the Dylan Mulvaney Hot Dog Emporium and Switchhitters Clothing Boutique, comes today's top 10 songs your elementary school children will come home singing. Number 10. I think we get it. Number 9. Number 8. I don't vote anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself. What, too soon? Number 7. Number 6. Do that to me one more time. Once is never enough with a man like you. Number 5.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey. Take a walk on the wild side.
I was listening to that. Number four.
Well, I'm not dumb, but I can understand why she walk like a woman and talk like a man.
Number three.
Baby, I can't hold you much longer. It's getting stronger and stronger. When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing.
Something for the inner city. Number two.
I'm so happy, my little cupcake. I can't hide it. There's a party in my pants and you're invited.
I knew that one would be a hit. And the number one song your kiddos will come home singing.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
And just wait till you see what they're reading. Lots of pee-pees and wee-wees.
Good Monday morning. In a few minutes, it'll be the end of this award-winning broadcast of the John Boy and Billy Radio Network. Sometime later today, our podcast, it comes in two parts. It is absolutely free. Available wherever you get your podcast. We got it set up for you at thebigshow.com. You can make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Good deal. A lot of fun stuff. Our album, Rough Cuts, all morning long. But before we go...
Thank you for calling Red Hot Talent Incorporated. To book a client, press 1.
Oh.
If you are a client, press 2.
Oh, man.
If you are Dirk Donegan, midget magician, press 1. If you are Snoop Doggy Hound Dog, African-American Elvis impersonator, press 2. If you are Slick McKinney, the I'll eat anything for $100 guy, press 3. If you are Jimbo and Bobby, if you are Jimbo and Bobby, press 4.
Oh, man.
You have... No! Current booking pending. To check on the status of your most recent talent fees, press 1.
Oh, we gotta see this.
Your most recent talent fees will be paid in approximately... Let me put it this way. Don't hold your breath. Days! To speak to Mary, press 1.
Oh, man.
Hello, Jimbo. Love ya. Mean it.
Yeah, Murray. What's shaking, man?
All 4 cheeks and a couple of chins. I got to get back to the gym more often. Well, Jimbo, it's kind of a bittersweet mood around the old office this week. You know my nephew, Sherman?
Yeah, the one who went to comedy writing school.
Yep. The kid's packed his bags and moved back out to California.
Oh, yeah. Well, how's it going?
Great. Hmm? He's been out there less than a month. He's already working for Jay Leno.
Wow, he's writing jokes for Jay Leno?
Well, actually, he's cleaning the pool at Jay's weekend place in Malibu. But he's been throwing a few one-liners Jay's way while he's dumping in the chlorine, so we think it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. Have you got any good ones you can share with us?
Not on your life, pal. Huh? You think I'm going to road test Sherman's best stuff on this show? If you want Leno-quality gags, you need to tape the monologue and steal them, like all the other disc jockeys in America.
How about just one, please?
Oh, all right.
All right.
Have you heard about the big high-tech computer merger? Hewlett-Packard is buying their rival Compaq Computer.
Mm-mm.
Well, it seems there may be some more big mergers in the works.
Oh.
Xerox, the copier guys, they're putting together a deal to buy Wurlitzer. They're going to make reproductive organs. And there may be some more big mergers cooking. Fairchild Electronics is buying the Honeywell Corporation. Mm-hmm. The new company is going to be called Farewell Honeychild. Hey, two big internet companies emerging. Netscape is doing a deal with Yahoo. The new company will be called Netanyahu.
Ah.
3M, the Post-it Notes people, they're joining up with Goodyear. They're going to call it Good. But wait, if that doesn't go through, 3M is looking at a merger with JCPenney and Oprah Winfrey. It'll be called the 3-Penny Oprah. PolyGram Records is getting ready to do a deal with Time Warner and Keebler. They're going to make Polly Warner crackers. Wait, dig this. W.R. Grayson Company is talking with the Fuller Brush Company, Mary Kay Cosmetics, and Hale Business System. The new name would be Hale Mary Fuller Grace. Oh, and finally, there's a big four-way deal cooking with Square D, Zippo Lighters, Ski-Doo, and Honda. The new company is going to be called Zippo-Dee-Doo-Dah.
That's not bad. Sherman be out the pool cleaning business in no time.
Hey, not so fast. He still owes me $3,800 I loaned him for comedy school. Hey, listen, babe, let's do the lunch thing later. Have your machine call my machine. Could be fun. And don't go changing. Try and please me. I love you just the way you are.
Yeah.
And give my love to Bobby.
That's Billy.
Him too. And Jimbo.
What?
Call me.
Bet Box is here. All your favorites from four decades of the Big Show. 99 cents each. 15 for $9.99. Buy them once. Play them anywhere. Shop the Bet Box online at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Miss any Big Show today? Don't let that happen. Catch it up. John Mobile and Late Risers Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. You can make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Bye, y'all. Have the rest of your day. See you on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.